Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
4,000 acres of farmland identified in Manchester, and Senate approves forest reserve orders. Stay with us to hear more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The JCDC has a competition for everybody. Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here. Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and the prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the government has identified 4,000 acres of land on two properties in Manchester, which it's seeking to secure and make available to farmers. Minister Hutchinson says 60 persons have visited the properties, and they would soon be farming on them while extending an invitation for others to join them. He is also encouraging persons to identify lands which could be used for agricultural purposes.
Every square of land must be in production to make sure that we have growth. It is just unfortunate that we have some persons who own the land, but we must find some way to tell them they must put it into production. Because if you're not going to do it yourself, then lease it to somebody so that they can put it into production.
Minister Hutchinson says the government will seek to identify more farmlands, noting that more and more young people and women are expressing an interest in going into agriculture. The Senate has approved the forest reserve orders, resulting in 11 additional areas of forests, totaling 1,862.74 hectares, being declared as reserves. Five of these are in Hanover. They are the Hayes Lymph, Cocoon Castle, Newfound River, Burnt Ground, and Trial Forest Reserves. Trial is the only private property to be declared. Another two, the Blue Mountain 2 and Bowden Pen Forest Reserves, are situated in St. Thomas. The others are the Horse Guard Forest Reserve in St. James, Bogue 2 Forest Reserve in St. Anne, Amity Mountain Forest Reserve in Westmoreland, and Oxford Forest Reserve in Manchester. State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. piloted the motion in the Senate and highlighted the benefits of forests.
The forest lands in Jamaica are very significant. They are responsible for generating a broad spectrum of goods and services. In addition to the traditional goods and services, forests in Jamaica play a crucial role in protecting and conserving the primary resources of water, soil, biological diversity, and our air quality.
Forests are pivotal in protecting and conserving the primary resources of water, soil, biological diversity, and air quality. Minister Charles says establishing the legal framework that protects forests by declaring them as reserves was one aspect of the goal of conserving the country's biodiversity, promoting sustainability, and supporting livelihoods. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, Tekin Teet Kiba Heartburn. Translation, use laughter to cover heartburn. And this means, laughter can sometimes help you to have a more positive outlook in difficult situations.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
That's it for today's program. I'm Andre Palmer with studio engineer Lorraine Mendez, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.